Reminder, today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Stacey Eisburn. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Welcome to today's press call. Our speakers today are Senator George Mitchell, the Independent Athletics Integrity Monitor for Penn State, Luanna Simon, Chair of the Executive Committee and President of Michigan State University, Rita Hartung-Chang, who chaired the recent executive committee meetings regarding Senator Mitchell's annual report, and Chancellor of Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, Nathan Hatch, Chair of the Division I Board of Directors and President of Wake Forest University, and Mark Emmert, NCAA President. Following their remarks, they will take questions. Senator Mitchell.
Thank you for inviting me to meet with you today. I want to begin by expressing my gratitude to the NCAA and Big Ten leadership for giving me the opportunity to serve as the independent monitor at Pennsylvania State University. Earlier this month, I released my first annual report describing Penn State's response to the requirements of its athletics integrity agreement with the NCAA and the Big Ten. This followed three earlier quarterly reports. My findings have been consistent. Penn State has cooperated fully with me and my staff and has provided us with unfettered access to all of the information we sought and to the workings of the university. Penn State has consistently demonstrated a strong commitment to fulfilling the requirements of the Athletics Integrity Agreement. The amount of time, energy, and resources devoted to these efforts has been notable. As a result of these efforts, Penn State has substantially completed the initial implementation of over 120 tasks outlined in the Athletics Integrity Agreement. They've hired their first Chief Compliance Officer and their first Athletics Integrity Officer. Penn State has also taken steps to ensure that there is appropriate oversight of intercollegiate athletics at the highest levels of the university's leadership. Indeed, I've been informed that other universities are now modeling reforms at their schools based in part on Penn State's groundbreaking work. Recently, after I issued my first annual report, I met with the NCAA and the Big Ten as required by the Athletics Integrity Agreement. In those discussions, I shared with NCAA officials, including the Executive Committee and the Division I Board, and with the Big Ten Council of Presidents, my view that the sanctions on Penn State should be modified. My recommendation was not based upon any feeling that the sanctions imposed were inappropriate or unduly harsh. Rather, it was based on my belief, as set forth in my recently released annual report and in my prior quarterly reports, that Penn State has made a serious, good faith effort to embrace and adopt the changes needed to enhance its future. President Rodney Erickson and his administration and the leaders of the Board of Trustees have acted with courage and fortitude in implementing the changes required by the Athletics Integrity Agreement. Their statements and actions have not been free of controversy. Not surprisingly, there are differences within the Penn State community. There has been active and vocal opposition, including from some members of the board. The administration has been sharply challenged and criticized on numerous occasions. Many civil lawsuits and criminal prosecutions are still pending. In these circumstances, I believe it appropriate to recognize and reward the positive response by President Erickson and the university, and to hold out the prospect of further relief if they remain steadfast. Accordingly, first, I recommended that the NCAA provide modification of the reductions in scholarships to the extent it deemed appropriate. Second, I recommended that the NCAA hold out the prospect of further mitigation in postseason eligibility. This, I believe, is appropriate and will create an incentive to stay the course for the new leadership that will take over on President Erickson's impending departure. Last week, I met with the NCAA Executive Committee and Division I Board, the Big Ten Conference Council of Presidents and Chancellors, and the NCAA and Big Ten Executive Leadership to discuss my recommendations. Both organizations have conducted a careful and thoughtful review of these issues. I understand that the NCAA Executive Committee, with the Big Ten support, has now reached a decision regarding a modification of the Penn State sanctions, and I now yield to Luana Simon, Chair of the NCAA Executive Committee.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. We want to thank you for your meticulous oversight and guidance throughout this entire process. Our confidence, our actions that are being reported today are based on your values, your knowledge, and your insight, and the work you've done extensively with Pennsylvania State University as the independent athletic integrity monitor. And those actions are, and confidence is the foundation for the recommendations based on the executive decision. I want to now turn to Chancellor Rita Hartung Chang. Since my role is to report the views to Big Ten, I ask Rita to chair the recent executive committee regarding Senator Mitchell's annual report and his recommendations.
Thank you. With Senator George Mitchell's recommendation as our guide, the executive committee entered into a careful, thoughtful, and deliberative process to determine the most appropriate way to recognize Penn State's admirable progress, while also noting the work that remains ahead for the university. Beginning in the 2014-15 academic year, five additional initial scholarships will be restored to the university's football team. This amount will continue to increase until they reach the full allocation of 25 initial in 2015-16 and 85 total football scholarships in 2016-17. Adding new scholarships provides additional educational opportunities for football student athletes. To inform the discussions, the Executive Committee was able to access the views of the Division I Board of Directors and the Big Ten Presidents and Chancellors. Because the Big Ten signed the Athletic Integrity Agreement, the Executive Committee sought the conference's input. In addition, we had the great benefit of engaging Senator Mitchell regarding his recommendations to fully understanding his perspective. I would now like to turn to Nathan Hatch, the Chair of the Division I Board of Directors.
Thank you. After listening to Senator Mitchell's recommendations, the Division I Board of Directors endorses the Executive Committee's decision to gradually restore Penn State football scholarships. This action provides an opportunity to recognize Penn State's significant momentum while also providing additional opportunities for student athletes. Given the sound counsel of Senator Mitchell and the insightful discussion among colleagues, the Division I Board supports the Executive Committee decision. Now I would like to turn to NCAA President Mark Emmert for closing remarks.
Thank you, President Hatch. From the beginning, the goal of the Penn State sanctions and the Athletic Integrity Agreement has been to ensure that the university reinforces clear expectations and a daily mindset within athletics that the highest priority must be placed on educating, nurturing, and protecting young people, and to recognize the impact of abuse on the lives of victims in this case. The Executive Committee's decision to restore football scholarship opportunities for more student athletes at Penn State is an important recognition of the university's progress and one that I know they were pleased to make. And with that, Stacey, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, everyone. We will now take questions. Gwen, can you please indicate to reporters how they may ask a question?
Thank you. And if you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star, then one. You would hear a tone indicating you have been placed in queue, and you may remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one at this time. And one moment, please, for our first question. And we have a question from Dan Walken, USA Today. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this should be directed to Mark or Nathan, but What does Penn State have to do to have a reduction in the postseason ban? And what does this say about the possibility of other schools who face long-term sanctions possibly getting, you know, for lack of a better term, good behavior relief?
Well, I think what has to happen is for Penn State to continue the terrific progress that it has made to date. And Senator Mitchell will continue to monitor their efforts.
I think, Dan, in terms of other cases, it's important to remember that this case has been handled in an extraordinary manner because of the extraordinary circumstances of the situation. It has not been dealt with through the Committee on Infractions. There has never been a circumstance in which the Committee on Infractions has reduced the penalties that it's put in place on another institution. So it should not be seen as a precedent for handling other cases, but in fact, an example of the uniqueness of these circumstances.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Travis Johnson, Center Daily Times. Please go ahead. Travis Johnson, your line's open.
Yeah, sorry, I had to take the phone off mute here. This is a question for Mr. Emmert. I guess with to kind of follow up on the last question, is there a possibility that the lift of the postseason ban could happen for this season, or is that something that you guys would continue to look at maybe down the road?
Well, I'm going to defer to one of the presidents, but I think speculating about what will happen in the future is hypothetical and not particularly valuable to discuss at this point in time. But President Simon, do you want to respond as well?
If you'll recall, the Athletics Integrity Agreement included a reconsideration after 2 years. Given Senator Mitchell's reports and the extraordinary progress of Penn State and the judgments about the best way to continue to incentivize progress at Penn State, the decision was to act earlier than that point in time. And I think it's inappropriate to speculate beyond that.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Pat Forty, Yahoo Sports. Please go ahead.
Yes, for, I guess, President Emmert or President Hatch. When the decision was initially reached on these sanctions, did you believe there would be the possibility for ever mitigating them? And if not, what changed?
This is President Simon again. The Executive Committee and the Athletic Integrity Agreement had in it a possibility of reviewing the sanctions at the end of 2 years. Again, given Senator Mitchell's report, it seemed appropriate to do something now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Mark Scafaro, Associated Press. Please go ahead.
Are there any of the sanctions that are not on the table for potential mitigation down the road? For example, the fine or the cancellation of the wins?
I think it's premature to speculate on what may or may not occur in the future. The decision that I reached and on which I made my recommendation was based upon a careful review of all of the circumstances, all of the sanctions, and most importantly, on the actions taken by Penn State, their specific actions and the attitude and fortitude which President Erickson and the leaders of the board brought to this issue, which, as you know, and as I commented in my remarks, is not free of controversy. So this was a positive response to positive action, and as to the future, we'll have to make judgments in the future.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ollie Grass Green, Inside Higher Ed. Please go ahead.
Hi. Mark, you mentioned earlier that this case was unique and has been handled differently than others. And at the time, there were a lot of questions about jurisdiction and the speed with which the NCAA issued the sanctions. So, I mean, should this be seen as an acknowledgement in any way that things might have moved too quickly or there wasn't the appropriate jurisdiction there?
No, I don't think so at all. And I'll defer to some of the presidents that are here who were involved in that initial decision-making process. Again, the decision by the executive committee and the D1 board to accept the recommendations of Senator Mitchell are solely a recognition of the very good work that's been done by Penn State University's leadership and their willingness to drive change at the institution. Would any of the other presidents care to respond?
Well, as I said earlier, our assessment would be that from the Mitchell report and our conversations with them, that you can imagine Penn State being well ahead of schedule and working on these recommendations so assiduously. And as a result of that, it seems appropriate and right to recognize that progress at the same time holding them accountable in the future for the actions that are part of the culture change that was embedded in the agreement signed by Penn State and in the NCAA.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mike Dawson, Center Daily Times. Please go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering if Senator Mitchell or Mr. Emmert had any requests from Penn State to modify the sanctions.
Well, it's been widely reported, of course, that Penn State would like modification of the recommendations. There have been numerous press and public reports of that type. That, of course, was to be expected. My decision was based upon my judgment that the positive response made by President Erickson and the leaders of the board and the entire administration, any circumstance which is not free of controversy, and the not only the attitude but the tangible progress that was made. As you know, I reported in my annual report that virtually all of the specific recommendations that they were subject to have been met. And so it's a combination of both attitude and action that have been positive that I felt deserved an appropriate response.
I think it's important to note that the decision was not based upon any request coming from the university, but rather based upon, as the senator just said, the observable changes in behavior and attitude that he has noted over the past year under the leadership at the university.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. Next, we have a question from Daniel Uffman, USA Today Sports. Please go ahead.
My question's been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. And we do have a follow-up from Mark Scafaro, Associated Press. Please go ahead.
Senator Mitchell, was it your specific recommendation having to do with these scholarships, the number of scholarships to phase in, or was it a broader recommendation about dialing down the sanctions? Can you elaborate on that?
My recommendation was that the NCAA provide modification of the reductions in scholarships to the extent that it deemed appropriate. A specific formulation was made by the NCAA and the Big Ten and the various entities within those organizations to which I earlier referred.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. We have a question from Devin Sayer, CNN. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is actually Sarah again. I'm with CNN. And my question for Senator Mitchell, you mentioned a divide at the university, and I wonder if that played into your decision on what sanctions you wanted to see reduced.
The Penn State community is a very large, devoted, in a positive and admirable sense, I might say, to the university. And everyone is aware who has followed this that there are divisions on this issue. My view is that a positive response of the nature made in the circumstances that existed warranted modification, particularly as to the sanction that most directly affected student athletes. I think it's very important that under these circumstances, the maximum number of student athletes have the opportunity to participate both in getting an education and in active sports. And so that's what my recommendation was based upon, and that's why it was focused on the modification of the reductions in scholarships.
Thank you. Next question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from John Stroh, WHVL-TV. Please go ahead.
President Emmer, you had said earlier that when you handed down the sanctions that Penn State had a culture problem with its football program. Having seen or now with this step, are you still of that opinion?
Well, I'll refer to Senator Mitchell for his observations about what has and hasn't changed in the university over the past year, but certainly the executive committee, again, the membership of which is sitting here, can address what they saw or didn't see in deliberating on the sanctions. But certainly the interest in seeing change behaviorally at the university was central to what the Athletic Integrity Agreement was about. And that Penn State's fulfillment of nearly all of those requirements at this very early date has been a very strong indicator of the seriousness with which they've taken this mission. And the Senator may have some more observations about that.
Penn State has undertaken a major effort on the issue of culture. It has employed an outside expert contractor to begin a preparation for and to conduct a widespread survey this autumn, and has undertaken a series of initiatives which will culminate in a broad base of data and a widespread approach to the issue of culture, first defining it, identifying where the issues are, taking corrective action. So this process is not in any way complete. And because the word culture means different things to different people and it can be subjective, part of the response remaining is to see what they do in following up on this. But so far, they've been very active, thoughtful, and taken meaningful action. The most important factor, in my judgment, is the positive response by the president of the university, his administration, and the leaders of the Board of Trustees to implement fully, fairly, and in a meaningful way, not just checking off boxes, not doing it with reluctance and constraint, and, I repeat, in the face of sometimes vocal and aggressive opposition, they demonstrated an attitude that I think is commendable and deserves to be recognized in the manner in which the NCAA and the Big Ten have now done.
The executive committee concurred with Senator Mitchell's thoughtful description of Penn State's actions to date and that they have taken deliberate steps. They've come a long way. They still have more work to do. Culture takes time. So a change in culture doesn't happen overnight in an institution, but we did recognize that they clearly have taken many steps for improving the culture of sports on campus.
Thank you. One more question.
Again, that question comes from Mike Dawson, Center Daily Times. Please go ahead.
Senator Mitchell, I was wondering if you could elaborate on your interactions with President Rod Erickson. He's taken a lot of heat from alumni, but it would seem that Penn State's implementation and willingness to work has paid dividends.
I've had extensive personal interaction with President Erickson and members of my team, led by Charlie Sheeler of my firm, have had even more. Not just the president, but his entire team. And he's assembled a substantial team of men and women of integrity and commitment who are engaged in this effort. In the face of the criticism to which you refer and to which I referred in my earlier remarks, I felt it commendable. It's a difficult circumstance. The administration, however, has not wavered in its commitment to full implementation and to this process. And I expressed my recognition and admiration for President Erickson and his team in my remarks earlier, and I repeat them here. They are commendable. They're not complete. Work remains to be done. I will continue as monitor. Will carefully examine and analyze and provide counsel where necessary, and will report what I find, whatever that may be. But up until now, the circumstances are as I've described them. And for the reasons I've stated, I think this action is appropriate.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We have additional information regarding this announcement at ncaa.org.